Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is the Intentional Living Radio Show. I'm your host, Jessica Nevins. And today we're going to have a short show. We're doing a 30-minute run. We will go back to an hour format when we've got some great guests. We have some great guests coming up. Actually, over the next few weeks, we're going to be bringing back Therese Tucker, creator of Blythe Starlight. I know that we had just a wonderful outpouring of great comments on having Therese on the show. So we are bringing her back, and I will keep you posted on that. And today we are going to be talking about the power of belief, how it creates your life experience. So I know that there have been, especially since the movie The Secret came out back in, I think it was 2006 when that came out, and ever since that came out, there's been a huge focus on the law of attraction, and all you need to do is just, you know, visualize it, and it appears, and yes, it can. However, there are a lot of different factors that go into the mix when you want to create something in your experience. Now, one of the things that I found even in my own life and also in the clients that I coach is that they may be doing all of the things to get the experience that they want. They may be, you know, doing their intention or prayer or visualizing and taking action and, you know, feeling good about it, feeling positive about it, but something in them is blocking the manifestation. What I found more often than not is that thing is hardwired into a belief system that they hold. So with that being said, if you take a certain subject matter, so let's say, you know, people that are getting a new job, sometimes they want to go up in pay, they want to reach a different level in their career, but they keep on staying stuck. They keep on getting the same type of job. They keep on getting the same type of salary. They're not able to break out of that mold. Well, there could be several different beliefs that are holding them back in that situation. I know that with the economy being very up and down, a lot of people plug into that consciousness that the economy really controls their outcome, which isn't necessarily true, but it may be very true for them in their belief system. So what that does is it perpetuates itself in their life continually, and they keep on seeing evidence of it, and so they accept it as truth. Well, what that is it's just a belief system. Now, if they switch the belief that said, you know, and there are people that are very strong in their faith, and they switch the belief and say, well, I prayed for this, I trust God to give it to me, and then it shows up. Well, they're very strong in their belief on the positive side of the fence there because they've put their faith in a higher power to aid them in bringing that experience into their life. With belief, sometimes the tricky thing is, and this is what I found, is that sometimes you don't know it's hardwired. Sometimes you just keep on hitting a wall. You're doing all the right things, but something's not shifting, and you keep on wondering what the heck is going on. I don't understand why this isn't working. I don't understand why this isn't moving. I don't understand why I'm not getting X, Y, and Z. So at that point, it's always good to kind of do an inventory and look at what you're believing about, whether it's about a situation, whether it's about a certain thing or a person or a community, or even, you know, even how you look at yourself, you know, for those that are listening in the United States, for those that are citizens here, how you look at yourself as an American. These are all tied into our core belief system. We were all raised in a family or raised by others that as we grew up, we adopted a lot of their belief systems. Or maybe if we didn't like their belief systems and were so adverse to them, we went the polar opposite. But either way, a belief system was created from the time we were born, and it was reinforced by the experiences we were seeing. So, for example, and I love astrology, don't get me wrong, I think it's really fun, but there are people out there that will actually stop what they're doing because they read in their horoscope that something bad was going to happen today or to beware of this situation. So what it ends up doing is it ends up paralyzing them because they hold so much belief in their horoscope that what has happened is they've given the belief power. So the power has left them. They are no longer in their center of power. They have blocked out the possibility that, okay, you know, maybe that's just an opinion. They blocked out the possibility of, that might not happen for me today. You know, maybe I can create a better day for myself. They blocked out all those possibilities. They've eliminated them because of such a strong inner belief that they can't change it. And that's a really, that can be a very dangerous place to be because then you're living your life on autopilot. And when you live on autopilot, you keep on repeating the same patterns. Now, let's just take a look at the autopilot concept again. I want you to just think about an area in your life where you're just, it's the same pattern. You see it. You identify it. You're like, geez, here it is again. Like, and again, and again. So you're wondering, why the heck is this happening? I find this a lot with my clients. I had one client a few years back, and she was stuck in such a massive pattern in her life, and she got very frustrated. Now, the good thing about frustration and about impatience is that it's a little indicator for you. It's an indicator that changes need to be made. It's actually a very powerful place to be. So what you can do with that is you can go into the inventory phase, the examination phase, where you start looking at, is there any kind of belief tied with this pattern? What am I believing in this pattern? Because I believe that the reality that you're seeing in front of you right now, you've created that. Now, believe me, I went through this the other day. I was having a not-so-good day when I woke up yesterday. I was not feeling well, and for me, that is a weird concept. I never get sick. So my throat hurt. My nose was stuffed up. I was in a really bad, foul mood, and I thought, what is going on here? And I was in this power drain because I was running a dialogue in my head about a situation that I didn't like. Well, later on, luckily, later in the morning, it didn't manifest the entire day, so it's really nice it didn't fester. But I took a moment, and I got real present with myself, and I said, well, wait a minute. Okay, first of all, this, you know, you created this, so why? Why did you create it? If this is such a painful area to be, why'd you create it? You're just going to keep doing it over and over again because it is a pattern. This area of my life was a pattern, and I was like, wow, okay. So I realized that I created it so that I could transcend it. And what I mean by that is that I created that discomfort. I created that repetitive pattern so that I could break the mold, so that I could have the breakthrough, so that I could get to what I was visualizing, what my heart's desire truly is, you know, so I could go bigger, so I could expand. And that's what I was looking at. And I got really present to that, and I went, oh, my gosh, that's why I created this. We don't often create, sometimes we create things, and they're messy. They look ugly. But there's a reason for that. Because that will perpetuate change. Whether we perceive that change as good or bad, that's up to us. When we start labeling things, that's a very human thing to do, to place a label. If you look at something like spirit or God or, you know, infinite source, They don't have labels on it. There's no labels. It just is. It's just infinity. And as humans, we love labels. That's the ego loves labels, loves to put things in compartments, loves to keep things in boxes. But does that really serve us? No. We're unable to expand when we're in an area where we're stuck, where we keep perpetuating a pattern, where we keep creating it over and over and over again. There's a reason why your spirit is creating that over and over and over again. It's a little wake-up call. It's a little red flag that pops up. It's the exclamation mark over your head that says, hold up. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. You've got something going on here. What's going on? But a lot of us, especially because, like I said, this pattern's been reoccurring for me for many years, probably pretty much my entire life. But what did I do in the past? I swept it under the rug. I found Band-Aids. I found quick fixes. I put my head in the sand like an ostrich. Or another common thing people do is they go into victim mode. Oh, I didn't create that. Oh, this is happening to me. Well, that's another way that your power is completely zapped for you. I mean, it's gone. The minute you go into victim consciousness, your power is gone. Your internal power has been zapped, and you've zapped it yourself. So it's really important, and I'm not saying to look at what you've created and beat yourself up for it. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is to examine it. I want you to think of a small child, okay, maybe a niece or a nephew or your own child. Think of how you treat them. Think of how much patience you have with them. Think of how if they make a mistake, like they, you know, you give them your little sippy cup full of water and they spill a little bit of water on the ground. Are you going to have a meltdown? No. You're going to mop it up. You're going to say, honey, be more careful next time. But it's okay. Well, I think a lot of us don't do that for ourselves. I was speaking with a client and pointing out that, you know, we really need to start being more gentle with ourselves. So when you're examining a belief system, especially, you need to do it in more of an objective fashion so that you're not beating yourself up. Because beating yourself up is not the way to go. So take a moment, take a step back, look at why the belief was there. Try and see if you can get to a root with it or where it came from. And 9 times out of 10, you might realize that it was maybe something that you adopted from, you know, family member or from a teacher or from society. It might not necessarily even be something that you really resonate strongly with. It's just so, it's wired so deeply into you that you just keep running the program. It's like, you know, all of our computers. It's, if you have a document and you run it on Microsoft Word, that's a program running. You have to open that program in order to look at your document. Now, do you, when you're making changes to a document, do you take whiteout? This is so old school. Do you take whiteout and, like, when you have a mistake on a document, do you go and you put the whiteout on your screen? No. You're going to go into the program and into the document itself. You're going to make the changes. You're going to eliminate what isn't working for you in that document, and then you're going to save it. You just created and saved a new document, a new piece of data in your program, which in turn shapes and changes the functionality of the program, which shapes and changes whatever it is that you're putting out there. So you send the document to someone, and it's widely received as positive. Because there's no typos. There's no, you know, that you've delivered what you said you were going to deliver. But you took the time to go back and fix the document within the program to get your result. So that's the nutshell version. of going in and looking at a belief, but sometimes it's really hard. And this is, you know, obviously I am a coach and I see tremendous value in it. I have coaches that I've hired that I work with so that I can take my experience to the next level and expand so that I can offer that to my clients and be the best, give the best level of service and add the most value that I can. The value with a coach or a therapist or another professional spiritual teacher that you're working with is that they're able to see a blind spot that you can't see. And that is something, I've been in the personal development space for so many years. I love personal development. I'm very passionate about it. And it never ceases to amaze me how they can see your blind spot, but you can't. Obviously, it's a blind spot. So think about when you're in your car and you're changing lanes and you have that blind spot and you're about to change the lane and then you hear this horn. You're like, where did that car come from? Well, they were in your blind spot. It's kind of like a belief that you don't know is programmed in there so deeply. And, you know, your coach or your minister or your therapist or whoever can point that out to you and say, hey, look at that. Did you know that's there? I know for me, it's been a moment of, oh my goodness, wow, I didn't know that was there. The beauty of it is once you're aware of it, you know, you have choices once you're aware of it. You can take the ostrich approach, putting your head in the sand, not dealing with it. You can take the victim mentality, which we, as I pointed out earlier, is not a good thing to do. It zaps your power. Or you can confront it. You can go eye to eye with it. And you can ask it, why are you here? Where'd you come from? And if you really keep on asking that question, and you know your mind might put some resistance in there and drive the I don't know factor like crazy. If you can stop saying I don't know, because once you say I don't know, you really do shut down. Energetically, you shut down receiving divine downloads and inspiration when you say I don't know. So if you just open yourself and say, I'm open to understanding, that actually opens a bigger channel for you to explore instead of saying, I don't know, we'll shut it down. But if you say, I'm open to exploring this, where did this belief come from? How did you get here, belief? Where did you come from? That is going to get you on the right path to figuring it out and then to start examining the belief. Once you can identify where it came from, you can examine it more clearly and put it up against where you are in your life, if it's still a belief for you or if it's falling short. If it's falling short and it's no longer serving you, dump it. There's no point in hanging on to it. It's just like, you know, you go to the market, you buy some fresh fruit. You have these bananas. And they've been sitting there. And you've had a few of them, but then you kind of forgot about them. And so you have two rotten bananas sitting there. Are you going to hang on to them? No. You're going to throw them out. Because, first of all, they're rotten, so they wouldn't be good for you to eat. They're probably past the point where you can use them for banana nut bread. I always use the, like, overripe bananas for banana nut bread. It's fantastic for recipes or smoothies. But if they're past that point, they're rotten, you're going to throw them out because they no longer serve you. So when you look at a belief, you need to look at it that way. When you start to examine it and say, is this belief making me feel more powerful in my life? Is this belief, because I'm believing it, is it necessitating what I want? Is it helping me create the life I want? Is it helping me grow bigger? Is it helping me to expand into my heart's desire? If it is, that's a powerful belief that you want to hang on to because it's serving you. It's a powerful belief that is working in a positive fashion in your life. Now, if you switch all that and you look at this belief and you think, oh, that feels icky. Ooh, this is not serving me. This is actually making me feel worse about myself. It's actually making me feel, you know, worse about where my life is at. Then you need to really take a look at that belief and do your best to transmute it. And how you transmute it is you look at beliefs contrary to it. So if you look at a belief that says, you know, I can't get to the next level in my career, I'm not smart enough. If you look at that belief, I'm not smart enough, that is a self-defeating belief. If you look at the polar opposite of that belief, which is I am smart enough, it might not feel right to you because the belief is so ingrained. So what you need to do is you need to look at, how would I feel smarter? What would I need to do to feel smarter? Would I need to read a book? Would I need to listen to some audio teaching? Would I need to go to a lecture? Would I need to take a class from someone? Would I need to reach out and see if maybe my learning style is different and maybe that's why I think that I have that belief? If you really start to examine the belief and set yourself up for why it's there and why you created it in the first place, and find ways to prove that belief wrong, the negative ones I'm speaking of, if you find ways to prove that belief wrong and start to move in the direction of the opposite pole, in this case it's I am smart, you will find that you will align to that new belief a lot quicker. The minute you can identify it and you get into a place where you let go of the resistance and you want to release it, you can start taking steps to move toward the other belief system that will actually be self-reinforcing and positive and will actually help you create the change that you want in your life. So it's tremendously important to get the belief set dialed in. Whatever it is, whether it's, you know, career or money or relationship or health or wellness, struggling with your weight. You know, I can't lose those last 5 pounds. Well, first of all, eliminate can't. Can't is one of the most unserving words in vocabulary. It will limit you in every way possible. So remove the word can't. But whatever area it is, wherever the struggle lies, guaranteed it is tied to a belief system. And there, you know, there might be some beliefs in there that do serve you. But I'd say if you're struggling, the majority of it are beliefs that are not serving you. And they need to be called out. You know, it's kind of like hecklers. You can't let them continue to heckle you. We all have the power to shape our belief system. And yes, we may have been programmed with beliefs. I think all of us have at some point in our lives. And it is your responsibility to take a look at those beliefs and say, okay, well, why is this here? And is it serving me? And what do I want to do with this? Do I want to rework this? And then if you are spinning around and you're just chasing your tail and you can't figure it out, reach out to someone. You know, reach out to someone in your church. Hire a coach. Reach out to a friend that gives good advice. There are ways to get in there, to get into your mind and figure out why the belief is there and identify it. Once you're aware, awareness is true power. So once you're aware, you actually you hold all the cards in your hand to be able to affect change in your life, to be able to manifest what you want. It is all about identifying the belief and restructuring the belief so that it serves you instead of debilitating you. Once you do that, then you can move into more of a powerful state where you're creating a new belief. And you reinforce that belief by looking for like-minded people that share that belief, by looking for, you know, like-minded areas that reinforce that belief, whether it be through reading books that reinforce it, or being in communities that reinforce it, or being in Facebook groups that reinforce it, or listening to music that reinforces it. There are just so many different ways that you can actually replant a belief system. So once you get into the reinforcement of it, then you can start moving forward to the zone where you can start intending what you want to create that is tied to that belief. And once you are dialed in with that, you can really get yourself centered enough to be in a position to receive those divine downloads. Now, if you listened to the show last week, we talked quite a bit about that, about divine downloads and taking inspired action on those divine downloads. Now, I'm not saying that they'll always make sense. Sometimes divine downloads can be quite cryptic. Okay, go to Starbucks. You're like, what? I don't have time to go to Starbucks. It's a hassle. No, just do it. Because there's a synchronicity that triggers when you do that. And that can lead you toward your life experience that you want to fully enjoy. So you go to Starbucks, you place your order, and you run into an old friend that you've been thinking about. And you find when you meet that old friend that they've shifted in their life, and suddenly your belief systems, now that you've shifted yours, they line up again, and you two are in complete alignment, you know, able to hang out again, able to maybe create something fun. Maybe that person that you reconnected with introduces you to your mate. Maybe they introduce you to your new boss and you get a great new job. You know, maybe they introduce you to someone that can have another tremendous opportunity for you, and it kind of it acts like a chain reaction is what happens. And that can all start from the rewiring of a belief system. So it's really important to not just throw a belief away or to discount it as not being powerful. They are very powerful. And you either feed the belief in a positive way or you feed it in a negative way. But either way, you're buying into it. So you have to decide if you want to keep buying into something that is losing you money, figuratively, or if you want to keep investing in something that's giving back to you. It's all looking at the investment. It's all looking at your return on investment. If your return on investment on the belief system is in the negative, you're in the red, belief is knocking you down, and it's sabotaging you, dump it. Identify it, restructure it, and move into the positive reinforcing belief. And you will start to see more alignment in creating a life that you want. Now, it does take time. It takes time to do this, and you have to be patient with yourself. This is where the being gentle with yourself comes in again, because it does take self-exploration. It takes awareness. It takes time. It takes patience. And it's very important to stay on the path and to be patient with yourself in the journey. It is a journey. But what you will see is as the belief starts to morph and change into something more positive, that you will get your divine downloads to guide you into divinely inspired action, which will create a series of synchronicities and ultimately lead you to whatever that heart's desire is. And one day you'll look back on it and say, wow, that's pretty fantastic. So now as we're winding down, I just want to leave with you that you do have the power within you to create anything you want, your greatest heart's desire. Just pay attention to your beliefs. Dump the ones that don't serve you and hang on to the positive ones and just keep moving forward. Even if you have to take baby steps daily, just do it. You will get there. So I'm going to wrap this up. I am Jessica Nevins, host of the Intentional Living Radio Show, and we will be back next week at Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific time. I look forward to talking to all of you then. Have a very blessed day. Love and blessings.